Roll call, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Chuck?
Yes. And we move down to item eight, borough manager's report.
I did not have a written report in the original thing, but I have prepared one. I think hopefully all of you have that by now. And just a couple things in here. I know that Carol and her committee is working hard on the Southeast Conference that will be here next fall. And we expect over 200 people for that. I know there was some real effort trying to get enough housing for everybody and Trident come through with that. And we were pleased to have them as a partner and their contribution to this. Otherwise, it would have, you know, I don't know what we would have done. But the Economic Development Committee has the prospectus out for the Institute property. And so I think that actually will be advertised for quite a period of time, months and months and months kind of thing. And then eventually we hope to get proposals back and we'll look at those. And if it's something the community wants and the assembly wants to endorse, you know, we'll move forward on that. If we don't get anything that we like, we don't have to accept anything. So, but until you ask, you don't really know what ideas someone else has, and so we're trying to get this out in a pretty broad area, not only Alaska but other places. And so that's out in the world out there. That some of the projects, just to mainly for, I know for the CASIAR people, they've waited years and years and years for their street up there to get paved and fixed, and so you can turn around at the end. And we're getting very close to being able to bid that. We have finally got all the approvals for DEC, and we have one easement left to do that. We have a meeting with them this week, and so we can kind of show them, and hopefully once we get that signed, then we can start bidding. So I know the people up there are looking forward to that. The Marine Center, I'd sent an email to the assembly that, and hopefully it wasn't too confusing, but P&D Engineering designed the whole yard out there originally for paving. And then when they did the bid, they did a bunch of the sections were done as alternates because we didn't know what the bids were going to come in, but we wanted to at least do the base bid to do the most of it. So what happened when the bids come in, we weren't able to do all of it, so it left out some of the areas. And so now we're having P&D drop a new bid specs to do the remaining part. And since they were already under contract to do the design and the bids, we've just had them do this next kind of phase, even though they've already designed it, but there's still a bid packet they have to do. And we believe we're going to have about $500,000 left over from the current paving. And then we're working with Representative Wilson's office to get another $500,000 that was for the travel lift and the pier. And it wasn't completely spelled out that we could use money from that on the paving. So we've gone back to them and to have them change some of the grant language so that the leftover amount, which is another $500,000, can be used for paving. So once we get that out of the legislature, and normally those things reasonably go pretty smooth, and it's a related expense. It's not like we were doing that and then we were going to build a walking path or something. So, but once we get the okay on that, then we can go to bid on the remaining paving. And we do have additional money in. That will get us about a quarter of the way of what we have to get finished. And then we are asking for, I think, 3 point some million to do the remaining paving. But we'll do this regardless. And then if we get some more grant money, that would probably be in 2015 by the time we designed that. So, let's see. Our new finance director started a week ago Tuesday, And so one of the reasons I didn't get this out, of course, we were working with our legislators, and I've been spending a lot of time with him, just starting to go through the things that he needs to do, and so it's a process, and he's doing great, and we're glad to have him aboard, but I'll be spending a significant amount of time with him throughout the week, and just to keep kind of the training going along, and so he can keep learning things, but no, he's a real addition to our office, and he'll do great, so.
Mayor?
And I think that's about it, unless anybody has questions.
Do you have a question?
Jeff, back to the paving on the Marine Service Center. That remaining $3 million or so that's been requested to the legislature, does that include paving sort of the donut holes that aren't paved where folks already have buildings?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe it includes, I think it just includes the city's non-leased areas. And I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that's the case. One of the big areas remaining, of course there's several, but one of the big areas that we would like to get paved is the area that we added, which is out in kind of the corner by the dock out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the fill we got, we filled there and then rocked it in, and that created actually some new land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place for actually AML to stockpile stuff, so when the barge comes in, they can move stuff quickly without having to run it all the way through the yard. But the problem is, you know, you've got all this nice, reasonably clean concrete, and then you run out there in the mud, and then the tires run back, and pretty soon it's muddy everywhere, and then in the summertime, then it turns to dust, and people are trying to paint, and so
mm-hmm.
we'd like to get, you know, everything paved, and then you can get it cleaned up, and I think it would stay reasonably clean after that, but
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the goal.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Yep.
Borough Clerk's Fund.
Other than what's in my report, we will be having our code review committee meeting this Thursday at 4:00 in the either the manager's office or here in the assembly chambers, depending on what's going on. Other than that, I don't have anything else to report.
Any questions? Thank you. Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Anyone have anything to report? You have something?
Yeah, so last week, Mayor and I were in Juneau, and he attended, he'll probably tell you more about the AML meetings. We also met with Senator Stedman, and Mayor met with Representative Wilson. Senator Stedman seems, from what our discussions were with him, he seems real interested in continuing finish up the Marine Service Center project. I think that project's near and dear to his heart. But also the word is not very good for funding, so who knows what will happen there. And I think another issue that sparked my attention anyway out of the conversations at AML is the governor's education bill. He's got kind of a whole package that's in front of the legislature this year, and I really don't know much about it, but Senator Stedman's office is actually pretty actively working on that if we wanted more information. So I think it's something that, you know, us as citizens anyway should become aware of and how it affects the school system. Oh, and one other comment. I was also attending a meeting of the United Fishermen of Alaska Board of Directors and met some folks that are involved with the Homer Marine Trades Association. And it's pretty interesting. They've got quite a large yard up in Homer, boatyard, and they've developed, you know, quite a workforce and demand for that sort of thing, and they've created their own association to basically deal with the issues that they see, which a lot has to do with workforce. needed people for, to fill these positions. So they've created such a big demand and an area of growth there that they, now that their issue is workforce. So I thought that was interesting how it relates back to Wrangell and what we're doing with the Marine Service Center.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, as Assemblymember Decker noted, we met with Senator Stedman and I met with Representative Wilson. And Senator Stedman was kind of he said, basically, if we have any projects that aren't in the works, don't hold your breath, kind of thing. So, but if you had something in the works, it might be a chance of funding. But Representative Wilson was a little more upbeat, I think, than Senator Stedman. And so, you know, as noted, Ketchikan pretty much got everything and Wrangell got nothing in this last budget. So she was kind of, I think it's Wrangell's turn type of thing. So that was a little more receptive. Persons to be heard. Finished business. Proposed ordinance number 874, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title II, Elections of the Wrangell Municipal Code to clarify Section 2.04.050 on who is declared elected to office, and Section 2.20.060 on the ballot form. Four offices and candidates. This is a second reading, and we had the public hearing prior to this assembly meeting on this item.
Move to approve ordinance number 874.
Seconded.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I would like to say that I like this. I think it's a good idea. I appreciate the newspaper article where Ken kind of described what this would do on the ballot, and how it could affect the amount of people that are willing to run for the assembly. I think it's a good thing because people won't feel like they're targeting a particular person, you know, in a seat, versus just throwing their name in the hat and running on that basis. So I'm hoping that it will, you know, encourage more people to run for the assembly. The one thing I'd like to talk about, and I'm not sure, you know, how others feel, but right now I think this would just lump everybody together that's running for like their 3-year term. But if they were running for an unexpired term, in other words, they were appointed and they have to run again, you know, for the unexpired portion, they would be still be, you know, separated on the ballot. So I was curious if we could lump it all together. And Kim says there's some people do that, but I don't know if you guys wanted to do that or not, but it was just a thought. I thought it might go more that direction of trying to, you know, have everybody as sort of a group. And the top, like Kim was saying, the top, you could say like the top two people get the 3-year seats and the third person gets the 1-year seat or something like that.
So I did speak with Assemblymember Decker about this today, and the attorney's office, in Glasgow's office, I spoke to Barbara Ritchie, and she's really good with detail, and she helped me put this together. And so we did research on the different communities within primarily Southeast Alaska. And if we did it the way that Assemblymember Decker is proposing or suggesting, we would need to change the ordinance, and I would suggest doing a second public hearing because it would be quite extensive. And I did read back in my emails from Barbara, and she believes that this is the best way, the way that I'm proposing in this ordinance, only because it's right now for the Port Commission, the hospital, and the school board, that's how we do it. We would break out that unexpired term. So if we decided to lump them together, we should be consistent, and we would have to change it for them as well. I did give you a proposal in front of you that showed it what basically the sample would look like if there were an unexpired term seat. And if we were to lump them all together, then you would essentially have, it would say 4 assemblymember, 2/3-year terms, 1/unexpired term, vote for 3. My only concern is that I think it would be confusing. So, and I know that Petersburg and Ketchikan both do it. They break out the unexpired term seat on their ballot. They don't put them together.
Yeah, I prefer the way that you're talking about, that we leave it so it's broke out. And I also want to imagine, as I mentioned in the public hearing, that I'm very much in favor of this ordinance. This ordinance is the way we used to do the elections in Wrangell. And then when we started getting into the A, B, C, and D seat, then it became hard for people to, because it became personal against personal people and stuff, and and we elected by highest vote getter for years, a lot of years, and now we're getting back to it, and I think that's the way to be. Thank you.
Anything further? Roll, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Niederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, approval to provide the Thomas Bay Power Authority Commission with a letter that commits to the future funding of TBPA non-net billable funding. This item was deferred from our last regular meeting until this meeting due to Petersburg's pending resolution, which pretty much deals with this. And I don't know, their resolution basically states that they would split the non-net billable cost until SEPA takes over the operation, is my understanding.
That's the way I read it.
Unless someone wants to make a motion or take action,
this is a discussion item, and I think that we moved on forward to that. My purpose was, as Thomas Bay president, to bring it forward to you guys to realize that we were having a budget shortfall if we didn't take some kind of action. And I think that at this point, Petersburg resolution was saying that they're going to step forward and take care of their share. If that's happening, I think that's great. I'd have to refer to the city manager to see that that's happening. We've stepped up with the bat and said we would pay the bill, but now we have a commitment from Petersburg, so we should be looking forward to them making their fair share of payments. I'm hoping.
As I think everybody knows, I did meet with the city manager and the mayor in Petersburg, and I know at that time they said they would put this ordinance forward. They both endorsed paying their fair share. So when their ordinance passed, it endorsed and recommended that they would, in its entirety, our motion. And part of our motion was that there'd be a 50-50 split between the two communities on the non-net billable payment. And at that time, I'm not sure their accountant probably knew it, but I don't think they knew it, but actually, I had them probably 20 years ago make a deposit with the city of Wrangell for $50,000.